Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to this bonus episode of Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And today we have a listener question. I feel like people have been really liking these the last few Thursdays.
I don't know what day any day is, but yeah, no, I agree. I think it's good that we separated out because sometimes people's questions aren't necessarily like flowing with the context of the episode. Yeah. So this is good because it gives people a chance to get their questions answered.
Yeah, I love it. And yeah. I love hearing from our amazing Diet Starts Tomorrow-ers.
Yeah. And I love our new format. We really killed it with that. Do you want to read it?
Yes, I'll read this email. And if you guys want to email us, remember it's dst@betches.com. Okay. Hi, Sammy and Aileen. First off, thank you so much for this podcast. I can't even tell you how many rough patches you guys helped me through. Heart emoji. Now for the issue. I used to be a naturally intuitive eater. Stop clicking. I can't read it. Now for the issue. I used to be a naturally intuitive eater. I'd always just eat whatever I wanted, but never felt the compulsion to eat beyond fullness. Fitness was never something I even thought about or cared about. Then I met my husband. My husband loves lifting weights, has been on keto for years, but has quote unquote cheat days every week where he binges on pizza and cake. He looks incredible. Seriously, looks like the guy from 365 Days on Netflix. Oh, I haven't seen that. And is happy with his lifestyle. However, being in his life for the past 5 years has completely changed my relationship with my body. He introduced me to the gym and counting macros, and we were on one of those happy, thriving, fit couples for a while. I am now hyper aware of calories, feel guilty every time I neglect going to the gym, and feel like I have body dysmorphia as someone who is a size 2. Whereas I used to just naturally eat whatever I wanted and stopped when I'm full due to food guilt and restriction, I now find myself struggling with binging and am gaining weight. I don't want to blame him because he never actively makes remarks about my weight or eating habits, but being married to / living with / going out to eat with / cooking with / grocery shopping with someone that measures out his food, counts macros religiously and restricts during the week to then binge on a cheat day is really making it difficult for me to have a good relationship with my food and my body. It wouldn't be fair for me to ask him to change his lifestyle as he has always been this way, but being quarantined with him during COVID really opened up my eyes to the fact that he may be the reason I feel like I'm battling with food / body image from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed. Please help. So that's the question.
Really hard question.
That's really hard. Like, I feel for you, and that's really difficult.
To me, this seems like something that calls for if finances allow, the help of a professional, someone who specializes in eating issues or any sort of body dysmorphia, because it seems like, I don't think you want to like separate from your husband because of his habits. And like you said, it's, you know, whether or not his habits are good or bad, like it's not really on you to change them. But I think that this is a question of speaking to someone about how you can kind of like manage your own.
Yeah. Because I think, issues. Yeah, because whether or not they're bad or good, they're his choices and they work for him. So right now you're noticing his choices do not work for you. And you're also noticing that you were before taking on his sort of lifestyle, his choices, whatever you were doing before really worked for you. So the goal is to sort of unlearn the things that you kind of took on, or sort of, it's not like a taking on, it kind of like permutated onto you and you took them on. And I think that you have to take them off very slowly. And there's definitely probably a way to do it. And probably because you haven't been doing it for so long, I'm going to assume that it's not going to be that long of a journey. But yeah, you can seek help or just kind of be more observant of when you're triggered to be like him, because you have to sort of get down to why you're doing it. Like, do you think that maybe he is gonna reject you, like deep down, if you go back to your original ways? Like, that at the end of the day, that's kind of like what we have fear of. And what was life like before when you weren't assuming his lifestyle? So I think that that's something you have to get down to, because it was working for you before, being an intuitive eater, just living your life intuitively, especially around food and exercise. So yeah, I really feel for you. I think it's going to be about like setting really strong boundaries and like really believing in your way, because you know best what's for you.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
It's definitely hard to kind of go against the grain of the environment that you've built together, but you know, it's okay. You're not the only person, you're not the first person to have to kind of like do that. It definitely happens. Like, let's say like someone becomes, I don't want to compare it to this, but like, let's say someone becomes sober in a couple that used to like drink together and go out to drink all the time. I would look at it like, you know, it's doable because people have done this sort of thing before, and it is possible to like stay together and, you know, have a good relationship. And it obviously helps if, you know, your husband's supportive of you, whether or not he's doing it with you. This is like definitely, it's a hard problem, but I do think it is like a solvable one.
I think based on the fact that she's emailing us, maybe you haven't talked to your husband about it yet, or talked to how you feel, or what, like, don't play the blame game. Don't say like, this is because you're doing this. Don't make him feel like he's the reason. Really, it's just the fact that you've changed your environments, and that's the reason. And maybe you're just more, I guess, not malleable, but like more porous for his, you know, because he didn't change to your ways, you changed to his. So maybe you were just more susceptible. And I feel like that diets are like that, because they like sort of come in this like guise of discipline and being a hard worker, and there's like value that people attach to it. So it's easier to get to that. But yeah, I think maybe talk to him too. Just say like, I want to go back to the way I was. Is there something that we could do together for you? Or can you tell me how you feel about that? So that maybe you can like get rid of that fear of rejection. Maybe he's like, well, eat, please eat what you, what if he's like, eat what you want, stop. Like, it's totally fine. Like, I don't care. Order pasta when you want. Like, it's not a big deal. I love working out with you, but I mean, if it doesn't work for, like, what if he's just completely accepting and then you might feel like the sense of relief just to go back to how you were. But yeah, talk to him.
There's a strong chance that, like, assuming you haven't spoken to him, that he has no clue.
Yeah.
Like, I would say. And then, and even if it's just things as simple as him, like, not doing certain things in front of you, or just being, like, a little more discreet about it. So, it, you know, if you find that you have particular triggers, like, you know, hopefully he'll be open to, you know, slightly adjusting his behavior, at least when it comes to, like, what he's doing in front of you for the meantime. And, like, it's a process. Like, I'm sure in the beginning it'll also be harder.
Yeah. I mean, also you're saying that you're gaining weight now versus before. So this, whatever is you're doing now, is it, your body is not reacting the way you want it to. So I would just, like, kind of just take all of those things in account. Be more observant of maybe, like, does he make comments that trigger you? Or is it what he's doing that's triggering? You know, like, kind of just be very hyper observant of what is making you feel this way. And talk to him. All right. Good luck.
Good luck.
Good luck. Everyone, email us, dst@betches.com. Follow us at Eileen, at Sammy, at Diet Starts Tomorrow. Rate, review, subscribe. Tell us what you want us to talk about, what kind of questions you want us to answer, things that you're struggling with. Again, just email us. We really want to answer all of your questions. All right. We're always with you.
Through thick and thin.
Oh, by the way, we have a shirt. A new Through Thick and Thin shirt out on shopbetches.com. Go get it. Shop.betches.com. It's on there. We'll definitely do a post on it, Diet Starts Tomorrow, if we haven't already. I'm still waiting for mine to come to the mail so that I can model it for you all.
Through thick and thin.
Through thick and thin. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Eileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.